Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. Palestinian security forces in the West Bank arrested in January 289 Hamas members and supporters in the West Bank, and ordered more than 750 residents to head to interrogation centers. The International Solidarity Institution for Human Rights issued a report revealing that Israeli soldiers shot and killed 15 Palestinians, including 3 children, and kidnapped more than 200 others during the month of January. The Israeli army informed the Beit Omar municipality north of the West Bank city of Hebron that it has decided to grab 600 dunums of Palestinian land in order to use them for constructions benefiting the illegal settlement of Gush Etzion. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians filled the main square and surrounding streets in Cairo Tuesday in response to the call for a million-person march to challenge the regime of President Hosni Mubarak, who has been in power since 1981. Palestinian sources in Ramallah reported Monday that officials of the South African embassy in the city held a meeting with elected Hamas members of parliament to discuss the current situation in Palestine and the ongoing Israeli violations against elected officials. With protests looming in Yemen, President Ali Abdullah Saleh announced during an emergency meeting of parliament on Tuesday that he will not be running for president, and neither will his son stand in the coming Yemeni elections. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Ramona Andrew.